The Women's Professional Soccer League will conclude the regular season with three games tomorrow. In one of them, the Philadelphia Independents will visit Magic Jack, which used to be the Freedom, located in Washington, D.C. Now, and perhaps very temporarily, Magic Jack, which is named for the phone company run by their owner, Dan Borislow, plays on the campus of Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton. The field on that campus has been a problem for the league. The capacity of the facility is too small, even by WPS standards, and that's only one of the reasons for the season-long conflict between the league and Mr. Borislow, who's in the running for most eccentric owner of a pro sports franchise ever. He fired his coach, Mike Lyons, three games into the season, though the team was 3-0. Since then, several players have taken turns coaching Magic Jack on a rotating volunteer basis. For a while, Mr. Borislow did it himself until someone in the league office pointed out that he didn't have the requisite coach's license. All this seemed to have the makings of an intriguing story, so on the eve of last weekend's game between Magic Jack and the Breakers in Boston, I tried calling the Florida team to set up an interview.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. Please check the number and try your call again.
I subsequently learned that my failure to contact anyone at Magic Jack put me at the end of a long line.
There is no website, there's no phone number, there's no front office, there's no ticket office, there's no way to get a hold of the team.
Michelle Kaufman of the Miami Herald has been covering Dan Borislow's team, a sometimes frustrating exercise.
I get calls from people such as the vice president of the Miami Dolphins, who was trying to get a hold of Magic Jack because the Dolphins wanted to honor the players who were in the World Cup at a Dolphin game, and they couldn't even get through.
The WPS, the finances of which might charitably be described as fragile, needs all the publicity it can get. It's no surprise that the league is dismayed with an owner who not only doesn't employ a general manager or a public relations person, but who is alleged to have forbidden his players to use social media, which the rest of the WPS teams embrace. Dan Borislow's team is the only one to have points deducted for the owner's transgressions against league rules and standards. But Magic Jack will be going to the playoffs anyway. By beating the Breakers 2-0 on Saturday night, Magic Jack clinched third place. Abby Wambach headed in both goals. Megan Rapinoe set Wambach up on one of them. Hope Solo did not play due to injury. Do these names ring a bell? All three represented the U.S. at this summer's World Cup in Germany, as did four other Magic Jack players. After Saturday's game, Wambach, currently coaching as well as scoring for Borislow's team, was asked to comment on the disputes between the owner and the league.
There's always a time and place when things need to be dealt with, but the truth is, we've let Dan deal with the stuff off the field. None of the players have a say, have anything to do with the stuff that is between Dan and the league. That's his business. And for us, it may affect us down the road, but we're not focusing on that.
Not focusing on the circumstances Dan Borislow has created can't have been easy. Magic Jack arrived at the Breakers field without a trainer. Several of the players asked the Breakers staff if they'd tape their ankles before the game. Sure, they were told. Do you have tape? No, said the Magic Jack players. Could you bring some with you? Two former Magic Jack players now with the Breakers are living with Claire Massington and her family. I asked Ms. Massington to confirm the rumor that one of Mr. Borislow's former employees had compared leaving his team to escaping from North Korea.
I don't want to be too impolitic, but she said she was quite relieved to be with the Breakers, and she mentioned something about having enjoying such a structured practice when she got here.
Dan Borislow's position has been that he's losing a lot of money running the team, and he's not willing to fund any personnel beyond the players or spend frivolously on such items as athletic tape. The league's position, according to a statement sent to Only a Game on Thursday, is that Mr. Borislow, quote, has disrupted the league's business by creating conflicts with national partners, presenting an unprofessional product, negatively influencing fans, and adversely affecting players due to his mistreatment of his own team and staff. That last contention is bolstered by a grievance filed in July by some of the players who accused Borislow of bullying them as well as failing to live up to league standards of professionalism. Last week, Dan Borislow filed a lawsuit to prevent the league from taking the team away from him before this season ends, which the league says it never intended to do, though Michelle Kaufman thinks things might be different once the playoffs end.
I don't imagine that this team is going to last after this season. I just can't imagine that the league is going to allow a team to be run this way. I understand he's saying, hey, it's my team, it's my money. They should be happy that I'm promoting women's soccer with money out of my pocket. But it's really very, very unprofessional. You go to the league website, and it lists the six teams, and you can click on a link to all the five other teams, and when you get to Magic Jack, you don't get anything.
The current status of Dan Borislow's lawsuit against the league is foggy, and Mr. Borislow has not responded to inquiries via his personal email address, which Michelle Kaufman thinks might still work. The league has limited its response to only a game's inquiry to the aforementioned three-paragraph statement, which concludes with the contention that, quote, it will not and cannot tolerate owners whose actions jeopardize the future of WPS. Beyond that, fans of Magic Jack and the WPS can only wait to see what will happen, although Michelle Kaufman can't help fantasizing about the scene that would transpire if Abby Wambach and her teammates keep scoring often enough to win the league's championship.
So I can't even imagine that trophy ceremony with the commissioner of the league and Dan Borislow standing on the same podium. That would be a sight to see.
The WPS postseason begins on either August 17th or 18th, depending on whether the Breakers or Sky Blue FC wins tomorrow. One of those teams will gain the opportunity to play Magic Jack, whose players may or may not be able to count on getting a ride to the game. You're listening to Only a Game.